Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, it's 720 WGN. I'm John Landegger at 735. And, you know, I told you earlier about this article in the Sun-Times, Mystery Surrounds the Deaths of Three Beavers on the Northwestern University campus. And with us is Margaret Frisbee, who's also in the article, but is the executive director of Friends of the Chicago River. Good evening, Margaret, and welcome.
John, good evening, and thank you very much for having me tonight.
Sure. So, beavers, you know, the whole idea of beavers being in Evanston just struck me as a little out of place, but apparently not. Is there a significant beaver population on the North Shore?
Well, you know, I can't answer specifically other than to say that what we do know is that beavers have been doing really well in Cook County for years and years and years. They're all along the Chicago and Calumet Rivers. They're, you know, they're along the Des Plaines River. They're in the forest preserves. And, you know, not only was there the beaver family living in Evanston, there's another one that's taken up residence in Glenview.
Oh, this was a beaver family. I didn't get that part.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming so. Generally, they live in families. So,
but that there were. Anyway. They're calling it a mystery surrounding the death of the three beavers on the Northwestern University campus. I mean, have you ever heard of? I've never heard of an investigation of this level on a critter, so to speak. You know that these beavers were on the campus. They're dead. And now it's a mystery. Do you follow? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I think that those beavers had gotten really popular. It's really fun. You know, we live in this really urban environment, and people are surprised and excited about wildlife. And wildlife is coming back to this area because we've invested so much in making it healthier and cleaner. And so I think those beavers were really popular. I know that, you know, there were lectures in Evanston about them and some news articles. And I think they were just a community favorite. And so when they were found dead, people were really sad and upset, and they wanted to know what happened.
So there's been, do you know if there's been any advance in the, is there any new evidence? Have they come closer to finding the culprits?
No, I think what I've been told is that there's not really going to be an answer. The problem is when the beavers were found, they had already been dead for a while, and so it's really difficult to tell what happened to them. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, there's, who knows what happened? You hate to think that anybody did anything unkind.
Yes.
But that's always possible. And so, you know, we're always really careful with wildlife and talking about where wild animals live just to protect them and, you know, just in case someone's going to do something wrong.
Well, it strikes me that there aren't any, or maybe there are. Are there other animals in that area that are natural predators on beavers?
Well, you know, I would say possibly coyotes might eat beavers. I think probably locally a more common end to a beaver might be a beaver going through from one waterway to another where maybe they'd get hit by a car. You know, we do have predators. We do have coyotes, plenty of coyotes in Cook County and in Chicago and in Evanston. But I think what happened is that they found those beavers' bodies, and so I think they assumed they had died right there.
You know, I'm doing like Law and Order here. I mean, were there any were there bite marks on the beavers?
I don't know. What I can tell you is that it's a real shame because like to see is that when people start to learn about wildlife and they get excited about beavers or they get excited about birds or you know, they find out that there's coyotes or river otters, then they start to think about the systems and the places where these wild animals live and how if we work together we can improve them and make them healthy. And a beaver is a really good symbol of a community investment in, you know, and it's the effectiveness of the Clean Water Act because we have healthy waterways and therefore wild animals like beavers can live here. And so I think it's really a lesson in understanding that wild creatures equal healthy land and healthy water, which is good for wildlife, but it's good for people too.
Now, I read the article in which you're quoted today in the Sun Times that also touched on, you didn't say it, but touched on some areas where there had been complaints about beavers in the neighborhood, and that they were gnawing on the trees, and who knows? But that's not the Evanston case, is it? That's a different suburb.
You know, it very well could have been. I don't know if those beavers were gnawing on trees. I know that the neighbors and people in the campus were excited to have them anyway.
Right.
And, you know, gnawing on trees, damaging trees, is one of the reasons that beavers are not generally protected. But by the same token, beavers provide this enormous benefit to the ecosystem by creating, you know, wetlands. They allow, you know, other kinds of plants and animals to live. So fish benefit, birds benefit, other mammals benefit, turtles, frogs. So there's this huge impact. And there's an author, a writer named Ben Goldfarb, who wrote a book called Eager, The Surprising Secret Lives of Beavers. I interviewed him. We have a podcast at Friends of the Chicago River, it's interesting, called Inside Out and About. And the idea was to get people to explore the river places they hadn't been. And I talked to this guy, Ben Goldfarb, and read his book. And what I learned from that was that beavers really sculpted the landscape of North America. They were across the entire country, and the way that they create ecosystems is, you know, they find a trickling brook, they block it up, they make a wetland. The wetland eventually silts in, that builds a forest. The beaver moves on, and the forest stays. And they basically cycled through and created all this incredible habitat. And so we had this lush country full of wildlife. And the beavers helped create it. And the other thing I think that's really fun and interesting about beavers is the fact that they're monogamous. And so, you know, they do live in families, which I think is a nice aspect. And they're big. They could weigh 70 pounds.
What? So, yeah, a beaver can weigh 70?
But like a big beaver is, you know, like I have a dog who's 50 pounds, who's a pretty good size, right?
Exactly. Right. I got a dog about the same size. I'm thinking there's a beaver the size of my dog. I hope they don't run into each other.
Just imagine how fun. Yeah. You're walking to class or to get a cup of coffee in the morning, and there's these wonderful creatures swimming around. You know, I just think that's magic, and I think it just connects us to our landscape and our heritage.
Well, I can see even beyond the scientific ecological benefits, the fact that on a college campus there were a family of beavers, and I can see how it could easily be adopted sort of as a semi-mascot or something to be keep an eye out for if you're a student on a Northwestern campus. And so suddenly finding three of them dead without any obvious explanation first of all, it's sad, but second of all, it raises a question mark, as we talked about earlier, as to, you know, how did this happen? So
right, and how do we prevent it in the future? You know, we used to do workshops called Living with Beavers, and the whole idea was to teach people, you know, they have all this beneficial impact. So what is it that we need to do? What do we need to understand in order to live with beavers as opposed to try and get rid of beavers? And so, you know, you could put fences around trees so they won't gnaw on the trees. And, you know, like they like to, you know, they hear running water and they want to dam it up, right? That's
right.
Kind of a signature aspect of a beaver, right?
Right.
But there's different tools where you can actually put, you know, through a culvert, you can put a pipe, and then you can fence off the pipe so that they can't block the pipe. You know, so there are techniques, and there people are getting better and better at understanding what they are. And eventually the beavers will give up and they'll just carry on about their business. And, you know, I think we just have to think differently about how we manage nature and let nature be more natural.
Sounds good to me. Thank you so much for being with us. Margaret Frisbee, Executive Director of Friends of the Chicago River. Have a very nice night. And thanks again for taking time to join us.
Thanks for your interest. Yep.
You bet. Oh, yeah. I'm really interested now in solving it. Because listen now. Okay, so we have three dead beavers. Do they have bite marks on them? If they don't have bite marks on them, that would, to me, as a forensic scientist who watches a lot of Law and Order, which is where I got my degree, by the way. There's a group of men and women. Anyway, where was I?
Beavers.
Speaking of Law and Order, there's a lawn company out here near me called Lawn, L-A-W-N, order, Law and Order. Get it? I thought that's very cool.
That's
anyway,
pretty good.
I think it's pretty good. So if there's no bite marks, that to me would eliminate any predator like a coyote or anything else that's indigenous to that area. Then if you accept that premise, then what? What would kill a beaver if it's not another animal? I mean, are there signs of significant blows to the head or something like that? I mean, I think you could do this, couldn't you? Or am I just being way, way out there? Couldn't you do a toxicology thing on the beaver itself if you really wanted to find out how it was how it died? Mm. If somebody poisoned it, which I think is allegedly a theory that's going around, because not everybody, as we heard, is a fan of what the beavers do to the trees in their yards and all that kind of stuff. So maybe somebody just took their frustration out of them. I don't know. If we can, hopefully we'll get to the bottom of this, because I'd like to know. And then I'd like to stay tuned for Chicago Med. 746, John Landecker at 720 WGN.